Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The city of Abbotsford approves of a new flood mitigation plan presented to council in response to last year's disaster on Sumas Prairie. Following the most recent city council meeting on Monday, city staff presented a new flood mitigation plan, along with the first year of a multi-year phasing program for its implementation. The plan is a hybrid of three out of the four options sent for public comment in April and will focus on enhancing the current flood protection system, maximizing land and food security, and minimizing the number of affected properties. The city also stated in a press release that the hybrid model meets BC's provincial flood protection guidelines. Moving forward, they will work on a more detailed plan to figure out the specifics, working alongside First Nations groups, residents, and businesses in making the plan beneficial to all. Finance Director Randy Millard states that reconciliation costs are not included in the plan, which will cost upwards of $2 billion to $2.3 billion. To learn more about the new flood mitigation plan, visit letstalkabbotsford.ca. U of E's Emma Hones is this year's winner of the Volunteer of the Year Award from the National Campus and Community Radio Awards Gala in Kingston, Ontario. Hones was nominated having completed only her first semester at U of E. By her next semester, she was appointed the title of CIVL's Systems Administrator, and earlier this month was presented with Volunteer of the Year at the 40th National Campus and Community Radio Association's annual award gala, hosted by Queen's University's CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC is also celebrating its 100th year in 2022. Hones is extremely grateful for this award and had this to say in a recent interview.
You know, I didn't go into this looking for, you know, looking for fame and fortune or what have you. I just wanted to help the station in whatever way I could. And in this case, it's turned out to be that my, you know, the skills that I have on the tech front and my willingness to put in the time and effort have been the best way I could help. You know, at the end of the day, if I can walk away from the station, whenever that is, feeling that I have done everything I could to put it in a better position than how I found it, then I think that I feel that I've done good. At the end of the day, that to me is what's important. If it serves as a springboard for me to go places with this radio thing, then that's great as well. But if it doesn't, then so be it.
You can listen to Hones on the air Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on CIVL. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.